Okay, but let's go over here to Mount Lake Terrace where Terry's been hanging on. What's on your mind, Terry?
Hi there. Got a question about varicose veins. My wife's got that the big long vein down the leg, very large and painful.
Ow.
The cardiovascular surgeon recommended something called an Echoscaro injection, called that with super hose. And I was just looking for another opinion.
Okay, well, there are some things we can find out at the natural food store, the compounding pharmacies, the home dispensary, etc. But before we get there, we need to look inside. No, I'm not talking about Freudian psychology. I'm talking about the abdomen. Inside the abdomen, there's this whole thing called the gastrointestinal tract, and if it isn't working properly, and for example, if we happen to be constipated at all, then the flow of blood and lymph from the lower extremities, which has to fight its way upward anyway, is impeded in its flow through the abdomen. Not totally, or we drop dead, but partially impeded in its flow back to the heart. And so the veins bulge out because of this pressure from inside the abdomen. So just in case there is any constipation, even a small degree, then one should work on that to get literally get the pressure off. And that way, things won't back up so much. Now, having said that, they may not be her case at all. So the next thing to do is to turn our attention to strengthening those veins. Now, the ones that are already dilated, they may stay that way, and we may just strengthen them against further dilation. But one of the first things we need to think about, believe it or not, for both men and women, happens to be testosterone, because testosterone helps to keep muscles stronger, and particularly women who are past menopause, sometimes their testosterone levels go to nearly zero. I'm sorry, that's just nature, folks. And so how can a muscle stay strong if it doesn't have any testosterone? Estrogen is wonderful, but it doesn't support muscle. And I would have my, particularly if she's past menopause, I'd recommend she consider having her testosterone and free testosterone checked. And then if it is lower than a woman's normal, perhaps using a little dab of that, and you know what? Rub it into those veins. Can't hurt them, and it may help them get stronger. Now, that won't treat the whole body if it's rubbed into the veins, but the veins seem to be in what's treated, needs treatment. Now, second thing that's been found to help stimulate muscle happens to be oxytocin, of all things. And if you're working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, you can get an oxytocin prescription. And yes, it calms people down and it helps bonding, mother-child, and all that. But the research was very solid. It's now known what pathway the oxytocin uses to stimulate the muscle cell stem cells to make some more muscle in that muscle. So, testosterone and oxytocin are the two hormones to be thinking about. Now, after that, we get to the botanicals, and my favorite one for veins is hawthorn. That was actually put into use about 400 or 500 years ago by some doctor over in the UK, and it's a really good over time vein strengthener. It takes weeks to months to really start working well. There's a company out of Oregon that makes something called hawthorn solid extract, and we have at the clinic, the doctors have a habit of recommending a teaspoon of that every day, every day, every day. Basically, it can be used for the rest of one's life if it does the job and it won't hurt anything. So there's some thoughts for you, sir, and I'll shut up. Your turn.
Okay, so the hawthorn
Yeah, it's called a hawthorn solid extract. It's made by Wise Woman Botanicals, I think. They're the only ones who make it now. That is the solid extract in the semi-solid form.
Okay, so testosterone, oxytocin, hawthorn. All right, and she had there was a test that actually looked at the blood flow and the deepening of the spine, but in the lower extremities, returning
Yeah, it could be a problem. And the constipation usually is a signal that there is a problem there with the blood flow returning from the feet to the heart.
Yeah, and right now, for other reasons, the vegetable crop is in the opposite direction. So there's no participation at all.
Okay, well, then you got the other things that you just listed, the testosterone and oxytocin to look at, and the hawthorn particularly.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for calling.